My father loomed over my athletic life, and I suppose he still does. He is long gone, dead almost 20 years now, but he lives on in me in middle age, whenever I bitterly lose a ping-pong game or fret to myself the next day over not having tossed a bocce ball better. His peculiar brand of competitiveness, cocksure, slightly crazed, nearly constant, marked my childhood in a thousand ways. From the rounds of Duck Duck Goose, where if you dared tag him Goose, he would tag you right back, without once in recorded family history leaving his own seat, to the games of Hearts, where I would run bawling from the room after he had stuck me, once again, with the deadly Queen of Spades. For the longest time he beat me in tennis, even though I was a better player. Since I was more athletic than he was, he worked on my weakness, my young mind. Many of us hear little whispers of doubt when we shoot a foul shot late in the game or serve on match point. But unlike most, I have no problem putting a face to that whisper. My father gradually learned that my less competitive brother was better left unteased, and he also went a little easier on my two sisters. So I, the firstborn male, bore the brunt, which in retrospect I don't really mind. I do regret, however, that I never won our family's coveted annual award, Kid of the Year. My father gave the award at random times, often it seemed to me more than once a year, and made quite a ceremony out of it for a few years running, until my mother finally made him stop. During the peak years of the award, he actually, to my mother's chagrin, had trophies made up at Olympic Sports in downtown Worcester. They were just like the trophies you won at junior tennis or swimming competitions, but these little people, instead of serving or diving into the pool, just stood there doing nothing. Kid of the Year was engraved on one trophy, and on another, Kid of the Year runner-up. I was never quite sure what the criteria for Kid of the Year was, but as I got older, I began to suspect that it was based on varying parts, pity, whim, and perceived need. Whatever the case, the best I ever did was runner-up, and I began to understand that that was because it was assumed that I could take it, which by then I could. During one of the final years of the tournament, my mother insisted that, if he was going to give out the damn trophies, he better at least give everyone a trophy. This was much more in the spirit of equality, popular in today's schools, grating against my father's child-rearing philosophy, which was equal parts Darwin and Teddy Roosevelt. But he relented and bought four trophies. At that year's ceremony, he made his usual speech before announcing the results and handing out the trophies in reverse order, in the manner of beauty contests. It was a while ago, and I don't remember all the specifics, but I'm pretty sure my brother won and that I was handed either the first or second trophy. What I do know for certain is what it says on my trophy, because it sits here in front of me like a muse as I type. It reads, Kid of the Year, Participant.